Welcome to Foul Monkeys. This is episode 180. This is our third time attempting to do this show. My name's Ricky.
I'm Nicole.
And I'm Samantha.
Well, the first time we started out, it was all jacked up.
Mm-hmm.
The second time we recorded for about, good 20 minutes. And, well, Ricky fucked it up. I forgot to plug in to the computer.
You didn't record jack shit.
Jack shit. We did. Well, we could hear us. No computer. Actually, no. It wasn't even going through the microphone. It was going through the inner.
Oh.
Let me test it. Okay, we're good.
Okay, yay.
I had to tap it.
Oh, tap that ass.
Yeah. Yeah, the last 20 minutes, we were, I don't know, it was kind of a sucky show.
Yeah, not sucky, so but it's a good thing that it wasn't recording.
We were all sipping on our Haterade.
Yeah.
Don't need no hateration, holleration. Come on, baby.
To make a long story
time.
Short. We'll just make it real short. Nicole's a douchebag.
And we're her disposable friends.
We're her disposable douchebag friends.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you are a douchebag. Samantha's not, but you are.
Thank are we you. Vinegar and water?
You're something. I'm going to cut
oil
your throat
and
with
water.
These surgical scissors.
Ew, oil and water and a douche? Really?
Oh, wait. I forgot. You were talking about a douche.
Ow.
Nasty. Vinegar and water.
I don't douche. It's not
me
good
neither.
For you.
I never done that. I don't think that's good for you.
No, it's not. It definitely
Why do
wouldn't
you
be good
to
for you.
Do you
Tell
have
me.
To clean your booty out?
Not with no douching.
Douching. You should use an enema.
Not with no douching.
Okay, let's not talk about enemas or douching, okay?
No.
That'd be awesome.
Because I was on a show one time that the title was, does that, what was it?
Does your douche come in rice and gravy?
Yeah, that's funny. That was a funny show, you guys should have heard. It was
That was funny, and it was back in the day.
Yeah,
but
it was
we already
way
talked
back
about
in the
that.
Day. Oh, yeah, we always talk, I'm sorry, I always bring that up. Because I love that show.
The past.
It was also funny, the one we did at Starbucks.
Yeah,
that,
that one
was pretty
funny.
But it was kind of loud. There was trucks and stuff going by
Yeah,
because
we were outside.
But we had fun.
Yes, and we drank our Java chip frappuccinos.
Mmm. Those were good. So,
whose key is
this?
I
don't know what to talk about. That's my house key.
Why is it tie-dye?
Well,
because
it's
cute. Look at the colors.
Cute.
It's a rainbow flag on your key.
It's not a rainbow flag.
Hey. I'm here. I'm queer. Okay.
I'm so gay. My house flag. My house key is a... Whatever. I can't talk.
Okay, well, we were listening to a call on the one that you jacked up.
I know, but we've only been 3 minutes and 30 seconds into the show.
Well, I want to read my poems.
Yeah.
Well, we can talk about our reviews that we have 80 of them now.
Yes.
Woohoo.
We weren't that excited on the last recording, were we?
No.
No.
Not at all.
But we do have 80 reviews.
That means.
So happy. Trucker Mike.
He's going to have to drop trow.
People are going to be so happy. Because they've been waiting forever for it.
I kind of want to see it, just to see what it looks like.
Well,
how many does he have?
6 piercings.
Oh, my God.
On his ween.
I want to see it in a picture. I don't want to see it in person.
Yeah, can I be here live when he does it?
Well, I'm not going to take the photo. I'll probably just give it to his girlfriend and have her take
his
the photos.
Boss slash
yeah.
girlfriend.
Diss.
What? It is.
It is his boss.
See?
Like, his work boss.
Wow. Is that
I know,
legal?
Must be nice. Well,
probably not, but whatever.
Not ethically, but like in a horny person's way, I guess it
in
is.
A horny right? person's way.
So, what else? What else has been going on? We've been scrapbooking.
Yes.
Me and Samantha. That's our new hobby.
Yes.
Because we're
that's
faggots
beautiful.
Like that.
And Ricky about had like a fist fight with the lady in the paper aisle
oh,
today.
Oh my God, bitch! The aisle is almost as wide as my ass, okay? Don't have an empty cart in the middle and just be like, oh, you need to get through.
Yeah,
bitch.
I do. No, wait. What did I say that one time? I said, we twinned it.
Was it burped or something?
I don't know.
But this, I mean, all right. If you have an empty cart and the iron is not that big, put your fucking empty cart at the end of the aisle and walk right through the aisle. Bitch, I was trying to buy some paper.
And she was right in the middle of the aisle where
I needed to stand.
Of course.
So I took him around the with store, but I could tell cart. He was still pissed.
Because I started to get a little excited.
Ricky's like, oh my God, Samantha.
I said, let's go look at picture frames.
What store was this in?
Michael's.
The fun crap store.
But we found scrapbook fucking heaven today. It was like... It's like...
Overmodulated.
We walked in and it was like this little Hallelujah. Room. So we're like, okay, well, this is not very much stuff. You know, it's not worth being in here. No.
10 fucking rooms.
10 rooms. And it's like, it was a house at one time, I guess, and it has closets, and the closet's a room. And like,
at they Michael's? Have corners.
No.
This is over off Highlands.
Hallam. Hallam and Cleveland Heights.
Where the store is.
Over there by the tower hairstyling place and all that is in there. Oh my God. My friend got her prom dress done in that little area.
You should see this.
Scrapbook
We could
heaven.
All go to Scrapbook together.
Yes.
They had
they
this
have
book
classes.
That you paid $38 for and it came with all the supplies. All you need to do is bring your cutting board and your scissors and stuff.
And your glue.
That's
but
all.
You pay, it's like $40 for everything.
For the whole book. But it has cute stuff in it.
Heck yeah. It's so cute.
Cool.
I'm excited.
So, wouldn't that be fun if we could scrapbook and podcast at the same time? We can have be a scrapbooking podcast.
Aww, wait, how sweet.
That's what we'll talk about.
That's so gay.
That is so gay.
Well, I got my zigzag scissors out, and I zigzagged my photo to make it look like a zigzag.
But I am hating on some Ricky. You guys are retarded. I'm hating on some Ricky because he got all the cute stuff. He got like the cutest scrapbook I've ever seen in my life.
This just reminded me of the Saturday Night Live episode with Alec Baldwin where his sweaty balls.
Oh, that was so funny.
No one can resist my sweaty balls.
Yes.
We all said it. I love it.
How cute is my scrapbook?
It is cute.
Isn't
it? Folds open like a book or like not a book, like a
like a cabinet.
It's like a trapper keeper.
Kind of. Probably not as 80s.
Yeah. It doesn't have the Velcro or
the
anything.
Lisa Frank design on the front.
Yeah.
Multicolored
and
unicorn.
Whenever you had to open in class, was like, they're like trying to be quiet.
This was my teacher. They were like, everyone.
You
at
didn't
one
have
time.
Trapper keepers.
Yes,
you know
that. In third grade, I had a trapper keeper.
No.
Yeah.
I totally did.
No. You had your slate no. board.
I thought you were like slate fucking telling chalk. Me I did not have a. I was like, yes, I fucking did, bitch.
You had your slab of concrete.
He even
and
pushed
a chisel.
The plate up out of his way. Like,
I was
hey.
Like, oh no, bitch, this fight's on.
I did have a trapper keeper.
I had
keeper
a fucking trapper
and
keeper.
One.
And I wore it at the same time with my slap bracelets.
No, you did not have slap bracelets. That was my time, not
I had slap bracelets.
No.
We had slap bracelets too. See? I'm only 2 years
What was on
than
your trapper keeper?
It was like
Tonka trucks or ballerinas.
Neither one. It was more of the 80s thing. It had like
just like colorful designs,
lightning bolts with color with yeah. day glow colors.
Yes,
and it was black with day glow colors.
Yes,
it was like this.
I wish the camera was running,
right?
So they could see your lightning design.
Yeah, is that the
Wagner
international?
Totally
sign?
Has a camera that we could probably hook up, like mount it up there. And we can hook it into our microphone so they can actually hear and watch us at the
awesome.
Same time.
Awesome. We should totally do that
but
on
I
the next one.
I don't know how one. It works.
You're not no. technical, actually, which is amazing.
Yeah. I'd have to wait until Herb got back to set that up.
Yeah.
Because it's like you're technical, but not at the same time.
Right.
Once someone's hooked it up for him and showed him how to use it, he can do it.
Sometimes. Herb's like, okay, you got to do this to turn on the movie. And you're like, wait, what? He's told you like 5 times and you still don't know.
You didn't do it right. I was like, what?
Sorry. Hey, did I tell you? I told you, but there's a Halloween store opening up.
Oh, I know.
Yeah, Ricky told me.
We're Books a Million.
I saw the sign. Opened up my eyes, I saw the sign. Life is demanding without understanding.
I can't believe you guys like kept the verse up that long. Jeez.
I saw the sign.
I saw the sign.
I saw the sign.
Okay, this isn't a pop group. This is podcast.
Oh, bitch.
I saw the sign.
This okay, is American done. Podcaster, bitch.
Ooh. Right?
She's the Simon Cowell of the judges. She's like, you guys suck. Get out of here.
Right?
You bloody suck.
Freaking idiots.
What were we talking about before we started singing? The Halloween store.
Oh, yes. How it's opening. I wonder if it's going to be that all year or just like around Halloween.
It's probably just a temporary thing.
It's called Spirit.
But we totally have to go there the first day it opens.
Yes, because we could possibly get our costumes there.
We need to ask. Are we need still to get doing a vote if everyone like emails us of what we should, the three of us should be for Halloween at work.
Because I'm definitely dressing up. I don't care if you guys don't.
I think we should dress up like Jim.
Jim and the Diamonds.
Yeah.
I don't know who that is.
The cartoon. It's a cartoon. The Rockers. The Rocker
she
Barbies.
She was like a Barbie doll, but like hardcore, like punk rock. She had huge hair and wore like tight spandex outfits.
Yes, I remember Jim.
And it was
now.
A cartoon, and I totally played with my Jim doll, and she called Ken a bastard.
Oh.
I was three.
Ken, you bastard. Funny.
That's a big girl world.
All right. So, oh, yes, we had 80 reviews, so we'll be getting the picture. So I guess we won't be able to play this anymore.
Hey, you homo motherfuckers, this is Trucker Mike. Fucking leave business about my penis. Or hate yourself. Hola.
I still don't know what he says. Maybe he can come over and like interpret.
I think he meant to say, leave reviews about my penis.
Or hate yourselves.
Or hate yourself.
Hola. Maybe.
Yeah, I think that's...
That makes Nessa laugh.
Hola, people you know. Me and Timberland behind.
It's better than licious.
Holla at your boy. Oh. That's so Mike-licious.
Yeah.
That's so Coke-licious.
Oh, my God. How about Project Runway on Wednesday?
Cute. Yes, I am glad he went home because he was a punk.
Oh,
he's
we
so
loved
cute.
Him just because he was cute. But the little fringe was getting a little old, and then he got a little bitch attitude on
yeah,
him.
Yeah, he was like, there's a such thing as a fine line between criticism and cruelty. I'm like, shut up, Keith. Just go home.
He said insults.
Whatever. I'm glad he is gone.
Yeah.
I don't know who I
want to win, though.
I know. Blaine better be going home fucking soon.
Yeah,
That's all I gotta say.
I'm like Tan. Oh my
God. I like Stella.
Ew.
Hey, babes.
I'm like Cher. I don't like Stella. She's all about like.
I hate Stella.
Banging some leather.
Well,
rocker
chick. The one girl with the glasses, she's cool. She had
Kinley?
The winning dress.
No, not Kinley.
I like Kinley.
She had the winning dress
with
the car.
Oh, with the pockets?
Yeah.
That's so cool.
I know.
I don't know her name, though. Amber something?
Who's that?
I'm not saying any names. But he may want to see his daughter, so can you pause it for a moment?
Oh, one moment. So we're back, and we're going to hate on somebody.
Oh, my God.
Do you want to hate on somebody?
Let's hate. Let's pour you a big, tall glass of haterade. Ready?
Here's your big old sip. Take it.
This son of a bitch just fucking called me. And gave me a check last week for some child support and calls to tell me he doesn't have the money in his account to cover the check now. I deposit it. I spend the money. Now when it tries to clear the bank, it's going to be like,
nope.
Sorry, there's no money in his account, so we're giving this back. And all the money that you've spent that was this money is now an overdraft fee.
Oh, my God. How much did you spend?
Oh, I've been to a lot of places using my debit card.
Sure has.
Like $3, $2, swipe my debit. $20, $20, $20. Oh, my God.
It's $20 each time?
Yes.
Even if you're over like 5 cents or something?
Yes.
What the heck? Where do you bank?
It's anywhere, Nicole. If you
that's cheap compared to mine. Yeah. Mine's 35.
Oh, my Lord.
Well, I have a credit union, so. And he has the same credit union as I do. So hopefully they'll get him, not me. But usually whenever someone, like if I was to write you a bad check and you deposit it into your account, it would say, no, you can't. It would come back and overdraft fee you and overdraft fee me.
Oh.
Yeah, it's bullshit.
Well, he needs to be talking to some family members.
Yeah, I'm like, you need to go fucking borrow some money today. Today.
Whoa.
You need to call his mom.
I'm sick.
What's up with
anyway,
that? He must have went out and drank last night.
No, he just moved into his new apartment because he left me and got a new apartment. So,
oh, wow, I didn't know we were bringing all that out.
Hey, she said she was going to
take
some
out
hair
the guns.
Yeah, I'm pissed right now. I wasn't going to say nothing because, you know, I thought he was.
Can I talk about him then?
Sure.
He's a fuckwad.
Yeah.
Douchebag. That's all I have to say.
I think that was enough.
Yeah. Well, let's try to bring some positive energy into
this.
Yes,
please, because I'm shaking.
Ooh, want to hear poems that I
have? Yes!
No, we got to have a phone call first.
Okay, well, this poem...
Why can't we do the poems first?
It applies to your caller.
Should we do the call first and then the poem, or the poem and then the call?
I don't care. Because Whichever. You have to do the review to go with the
Let's
poem.
Let's vote.
Do the call.
Okay.
Vote is done. Do the call.
Damn, bitch.
Then we'll read the reviews, and I'll read the poems that go with the reviews.
Okay. So here's the phone call.
Okay.
Wow. Let me just say, wow. It's Franco, and I feel like such a drunk wow. I just listened to the last show, and it was... like, I'm speechless. Like, I don't even know what to say. Yeah, just...
We're kind of used to that because you don't know what to say while you're calling us. Because you're drunk.
True.
Truly want to apologize for that. Pretty much, like, 4 of my 5 calls have been when I'm drunk. And I just want to apologize for that. That's pretty ridiculous. But, yeah, like, I don't know. It's, like, Jersey-ness. Because, like, when you think of, like, Jersey, you think of, like...
As you totally,
I like how he makes that into a verb.
I know. Jerseyness.
I love his accent, by the way.
I know. He so does not sound like he's from Jersey.
And another thing is, I saw on TV, like, these people that go to the Jersey Shore, and they're, like, fucking crazy.
True Life. I'm in the
yes!
Jersey Shore. I love True Life.
I think I saw that one, too. What happens?
Like, the girl beats the fuck out of the other girl for dating her boyfriend.
Dottie.
Yeah.
She's, like, all tiny and little, but she has, like, a major unibrow going on.
Oh, Lord.
And all the dudes are like, she's hot.
And all the guys are, like, super stupid. Like,
Guidos is
retarded.
What the girl called them. She's like, they're total Guidos. Right, anyway, let's finish this call.
Honestly, it's almost like you think of the Jersey Shore. And, like, everybody who drinks. Like, you think, like, I'm bad? Whoa. This girl, like, this 14-year-old girl, like, a couple 14-year-old girls actually, like, here, like, got, like, alcohol poisoning. Like, they drank, and they were almost, like, in a coma for a couple weeks, and it was really bad.
14.
And, I don't know, that's just, like, a Jersey thing to drink.
A Jersey
and,
thing?
I don't know.
You know when you're from New Jersey when you have a coma at 14.
From alcohol poisoning.
And you know you're from Polk County when you have a baby at 12.
Yes.
Oh. From your dad.
Oh.
And uncle, because they tag-teamed you.
Twins.
I mean, everybody here drinks. It's just kind of like... a rite of passage, I guess.
A rite of passage.
I'm in a coma.
Okay, well, we're back. Sorry, we had
How
to
How long is this call?
It's not, it's like 2 minutes longer.
And, I don't know, that's just like a
Franco, you ramble.
Drink and,
redhead.
Know. I mean, everybody here drinks. It's just kind of like, a rite of passage, I guess. A rite of Jersey passage.
Deja vu.
I'm so sorry about that. And, yeah, I love that comment you made, Nicole. What is it? Let's go cornhole or some drunk. Wow, I'm not drunk right now. Cornhole some drunks. And he said, oh, Franco.
That was at the
really
end.
I'm really not drunk right now, though. Yeah, that was pretty funny. But yeah.
You're welcome.
Well, something. Oh, yeah. Ricky.
Oh, yeah.
Ricky. You sound a little racist. I'm not going to lie.
How dare you?
I'm black. I'm half black. Watching that, I'm Spanish. And, yeah, I tried to guess on your Spanish what you were saying, but I was just like, what the hell are they saying? Like, I had no idea what you guys were saying. You're laughing too damn much.
I'm barely
But,
human.
Yeah, also, I would love for you guys to do the Project Runway update, even though you totally stole that from PNX Explosion, but whatever, fine.
That was an idea. It was not stolen.
Ideas are free. Are free. You can grab them from anywhere.
Thank you.
And America's Next Top Model updates, because we're going to be starting school soon, and then in plus work, there's going to be a whole bunch of fucking time, like, to do nothing but work, which is blah. Hate it. Yeah.
He's all about hating on his job.
I know.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. Sure, I'll call you again if I forget.
Yay.
If I remember. All right. Well, talk to you later, guys. Bye. And
bye.
I'm not drunk.
And I'm not drunk. Wow. I love you, Franco, but please don't call us again.
Yeah. This is what we're going to have to do. We're going to have to put your calls on the end.
Yeah. You can be our closeout because you're too long and you ramble. Just, but I love you still.
Just call twice.
I think you're cute. I think you should call and leave a 15-minute call next time.
Only for Samantha.
He is cute, though.
He is. I love him. Back off. He's mine.
And I like black boys and I like Spanish boys, so you're good.
Yes, Ricky is an equal opportunity.
So does that, if you're half black, does that mean you got like a massive penis? I'm going to need pictures to show that.
Oh my.
I'm just saying, call it like I see it.
Well then.
So poems. We got two poems,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, you have to read the review.
We're reading the review. Uno momento, por favor.
One's from Ivory
Soul. Look who we have. Franco's first.
Yay!
I love Foul Monkeys. Seriously, I pretty much turn open the iTunes icon and hope that there's a new Foul Monkeys episode. Ricky and everyone else make me laugh so much. Keep up the good work, Franco.
Aw.
Yay, I love you, Franco.
That was sweet.
Ready for your poem? Because here it comes.
Oh my God.
Right. I can actually hear everybody now. I'm like amazed because before I was like struggling.
You're like, what's everyone saying? Right. Okay, here it goes. He's hot and he's fierce.
Fierce.
And takes cool pictures to boot. His name is Franco and he's so fucking cute. He sure makes me laugh. He sure makes me giggle. Sometimes so much that I accidentally piddle.
What's piddle?
Pee-pee. Oh. He's young and he's gay, which sucks so much, since I would love to marry him and be close to touch. Thanks for the comment and the awesome chats, too. You're one kick-ass fellow. And you know I love you.
Aww, that's cute.
I hope you like that.
I love you too, Franco. I love
me
you
too.
Real hard. I love you long time.
We love you long time.
All right, so thank you.
Wrap it.
Yeah, we are.
One more poem.
One more poem. And we're done.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, the next one is from Shell3099. Not sure who that is, but it says, I love Foul Monkeys. If you are easily offended or have a weak stomach, do not listen to this podcast. However, if you enjoy a little sick humor, this is your podcast. Very funny and gross, but all in good fun.
Aww, and gross. That's so it. True.
Very. Is it really gross? I don't think it's
sometimes.
That gross.
Sometimes it's really bad.
Really?
Really.
Really?
Okay, Shell, here's your poem. Yes, we are nasty. We make your stomach queasy, but no one ever said that podcasting was easy.
Thank you, sister.
We will make you throw up. Our jokes will make you sick. Especially when talking. About Ricky's old wrinkly neck.
That is so rude. How are you going to put me in her poem? Or his poem.
It was an opportunity I could not pass up. It's your old wrinkly dick, by the way. Not for the faint-hearted. Shell, you are so right. Because even though I'm on this show, it still makes me quake with fright. That's it. That's all the poem is.
Yay.
I like how you almost busted like a brain nerve or a vein. How you busted a vein in your head before you got the poem out.
I love how you said a brain nerve.
Oh, Lord.
All right, so we have to cut this one a little short. Samantha has to go take care of these nasty.
We tried three different times.
Yeah, we've been here since like 12 o'clock today.
Oh, I think you should let everyone know that we're going to close the P.O. box.
Yes, we got our notice today.
Exactly.
And I guess we don't really get that much, and it's $21 for 6 months. So
yeah, because you guys suck and don't send us anything, so...
So if you ever want to send us something, just email us and I'll give you my address and you can send it here. But we're not.
Or mine. I'll get things at my house. I don't care.
Okay. So we're probably going to close this. We have until September 30th. So if somebody sends us some stuff, we'll keep it open.
Yeah.
But if not, then whatever.
Oh, I feel sick and dizzy from my left fit.
Maybe you have an aneurysm.
I might.
Oh, no. That's
I
not
busted
funny.
A blood nerve.
a brain nerve. All right, so
this, I want you should name this one. I busted a brain nerve.
I will.
Yay! I love it.
Visit go visit us at our website at foulmonkeys.com. Email us at foulmonkeys@gmail.com. Give us a call at 206.
Then sold to the lady in the back row. You're talking so fast.
Call us at 206-984-FOUL. You can send us snail mail until September 30th to
P.O. Box 725, Lakeland, Florida 3380.
And if we get something like just one piece of mail, if we get one piece of mail in 1 month, we'll keep it open. But it has to be fucking cool.
Yeah, if it's just like junk mail that we keep getting,
yeah,
that's not counting. It has to be something awesome and cool from you guys.
Yeah. And Facebook is, MySpace is, Frapper Map is, check out the blog.
I've been posting cool 80s
I
videos.
Know, right?
Reminders of the 80s.
And Samantha, do you have anybody you want to continue to hate on?
No.
You're good?
I'm good.
She closed her Haterade bottle. She's done for the
she's
minute.
She's out of Haterade.
Yeah.
We'll mix you up some more.
That's all right.
It won't be hard.
No, not at all.
All right. So this is episode 180. Thank you for downloading. This is Ricky.
And Nicole.
And Samantha.
And we're like your Charlie's Angels podcasters.
House to the yeah. What?
I know.
I don't get it.
Me either.
And you're the funny one that said it.
There's three of us.
I want to be Kate Jackson. I want to be Kate Jackson.
I'm Farrah. You're the other
you're
one.
Jack,
you can't
you're,
be Farrah. You don't have blonde
hair.
I'll dye my hair.
Sorry, we already have a
really?
Natural.
Are you really going to blonde? Dye your hair blonde?
I was blonde once before.
I'll do it.
That's what she said.
No, you'll get back at me for doing your hair.
My hair.
It was good.
At first she was like, oh my god, it's
well it was
so
really
bright.
Blonde at first.
It but
was.
It washed
but it
out.
Faded.
Yeah, it's good now.
Okay.
All right.
All right, people, holler.
Holler.
Holler at your boys and girls of Foul Monkeys.
It's all girls here.
Remember? Yeah.
Remember all, you were like, see all my
girl,
boobs.
All girl insides. All girl insides. Not much so much on the outside. I have boobies, just not punanis.
You have man boobies.
I have moobs.
I have moobs and a mussy.
I thought we were closing.
A mussy. A mussy? The best word ever.
If
no,
you just
that's
heard,
what that's called.
If you just heard that, mussy. Samantha slapped her head.
No, you should totally call this one, I have a mussy.
Yeah.
We talk about boobs
we
and
said
mussies.
We were closing 10 minutes ago.
I know. We always right. do this.
This is actually going to be a first. We're going to be less than 30 minutes.
How long is it?
27
oh,
minutes.
Oh, wow. Close enough.
All right, people. So we're actually out of here this time.
Holla.
Bye.
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 Blaine's next.
Blaine?
Is that his name?
Blaine from Project
yes,
Runway?
Yes, Blaine. All right. Bye.
Oh,
bye.
I already took my microphone.